Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Blake Baggett, Southwick, man, what a ride. Second moto, that was something to see. Great race.
Yeah, just steady Eddie today. So, you know, that's what it takes sometimes.
You weren't that steady because you were catching Roczen, so it means that you picked it up at some point. You did your Chupacabra thing.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But definitely was, you know, just trying to do the best I could today, and wanted to be solid and just, you know, be up there fighting for the win, and dug deep and, you know, did what we could. And, you know, to come out of here with a win is pretty big. Mm-hmm. You know, my finishes, I don't even think I've been in the top 10 ever here.
Yeah.
So pretty big, and just work forward from there. I think that, you know, the sand, we're getting better in it. And you know, the hard pack stuff, we're pretty good at, you know, the rest of the stuff. So definitely just go back and do some more work and, you know, just go to the next one. So
I think that was as tired as I've seen you all year. You're in incredible shape, but after the second moto, might have been the most tired I've seen you all year, do you think?
I mean,
or is it normal?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was tired for sure. Definitely more tired than normal. And some reason my arms, you know, just got really, really fatigued, and just mentally, I mean, I was just cooked. So this track seems, it's so tight and so, like, you know, you're constantly just up, down, that it's hard to, you know, keep looking forward. So definitely, you know, was plugging away at it, but.
I talked to Dowd earlier. He said it's hard. It's harder this year, and he's ridden here 100 years. He said he didn't remember it being this hard to pass as usual. The track didn't flow very well. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought this place was horrible for passing, to be honest, you know. Not to be negative or anything, but, yeah, just really difficult. And, you know, there's a few tracks. It just seems like, you know, you go out there and look at the track, it's like two skid steers wide, you know. Like, it's not even two dozers wide, so. And the way it forms, you know, because it's so hard packed underneath, it's just weird. But, you know, it's been here forever, so they're not going to get rid of it or take it somewhere new. But I definitely think that that the circuit could use a bunch of, you know, new places, some fresh places, and you know, go around and get the rider's opinion. And well, the more passing there is, I'm pretty sure that everybody would vote that makes better racing.
Right.
So
maybe not your competitors, but everybody else.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody can get passed. Right. So, you know, the more passing that there is, even, you know, NASCAR, from IndyCar, Formula One, the tracks that have more passing going on have more views, more watchers, more, you know, whatever, more attention. That's proven.
How much do you think your sand riding down in Florida? You went to Florida for 2 or 3 weeks down there, rode with those guys. And how much do you think that helped you here? Like you said, you never did that good, but do you credit that?
Yeah, no, I think that I had a lot to do with it. And, you know, Jan, which was, you know, a mechanic overseas for a few years, has been down there with me as my mechanic down there. Mm-hmm. Not on the weekends. Sean's my mechanic on the weekends, but has been down there with me. And, you know, he's from over there in France and Belgium and all that, so he knows what to kind of do and how to do it, and he's been, you know, giving me little pointers here and there, but we've definitely been plugging away at it and doing the best we can. That's all you can do.
I was one of those media guys telling Mitch, like, hey, he can't lose too many points here today because Barsha is so good, and hopefully, you know, he's got to stay close, but it looks like I was wrong, and you got to be really stoked with adding points to the lead.
Yeah, that was actually a worry coming into here. Yeah. You know, that, I mean, I wouldn't say a complete worry, but it was definitely, you know, a lot of people talk about it, and just tried to go out there and do the best I can. And we're all human, and so just, yeah, I did the best I could.
Yeah. which was pretty damn good. Last question. Tomac got by you briefly in that second moto. He was on it, and the first moto he had everybody worked or covered, I guess. Talk about his race and what you thought maybe he was doing a little better.
I mean, hands down, he was just riding it better, a little bit faster, and it showed. Definitely he was going for it. So, yeah, I mean, I've been in that situation a few times too and right. crashed. So, and you know, and I've also done it where you don't crash. So, mm-hmm. this motocross, you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, do you get a – this is really the last question. Do you get a lot of people saying to you, like, you guys, you four have put on incredible racing this year. It's been a great series for all of us watching for all these years. Do you hear that from people? Do you get that from people? All of you guys have been putting on quite a show.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that a few that, you know, hey, you make the 250 racing exciting, and, you know, it's been better than probably any season so far. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, it's cool. It makes it good, and, like I said, the more passing, the more viewers. People like that. Right. So, I mean, definitely, I think that makes it better.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah.